Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
What would I do if today, as a woman who's slightly over 40, what would I do if I had to start over from scratch and build a business online? My name is Shalene Johnson. Thank you for joining me today on this episode of Build Your Tribe. I'm going to answer this question as honestly as possible. Like, I'm not going to give you the fluffed up thing that you think you might hear. I'm going to share with you my honest, true opinion. Like, if you came to me as your girlfriend, as your guy friend, and you're like, hey, I'm transitioning careers, or I've been a chiropractor all my life, and now I really want to build my online presence, or I want to go into this 2.0 version of my life, and I don't really have a following, or for whatever reason, you want to start a business and you want to build like a presence online, what would I do if I were you at your age, at our age, and I didn't have the following that I have today? So a couple of variables will determine how I would give you advice. So first thing I would need to know is your personality type when it comes to learning new things. I'm just gonna be honest, it is so much harder to start today in some regards than it was when I first started building a business and brand online. At the time, like, there was like Instagram, there wasn't TikTok. I mean, there was YouTube, but it like wasn't as big of a thing. I mean, there's just so many elements now that when I first started, like, you could learn Instagram and you just had to post a photo and pick a filter. And then as the platform started to evolve and grow, you were evolving and growing with it. So it didn't feel overwhelming. Today, the learning curve is pretty intense, which is, you know, and this is not a plug, but I do think if you're someone who realizes, like, this is the second half of my life, I want to make an impact now. I don't want to spend 5 to 10 years figuring out all of these platforms, figuring out all of the algorithms, figuring out how to do this, and then hoping that I make my mark. So I guess the first question is your personality type. Do you want to do this like right now? And you don't have the time. I mean, maybe you do have the time, but you feel like you don't have the time to like figure all of the things out on your own. Well, in that case, your only other option is you've got to hire people to do this for you. And there's certain things that you're just going to have to figure out yourself, and certain things you probably can figure out on your own, and certain things you're going to have such an advantage by just buckling down and paying someone to tell you what to do, okay? And I think the other reason why you're listening to this is because you're smart enough to know that, like, listening to a, no offense, I mean, because my son is 26, but listening to a 26-year-old tell you how to start from zero is a little different than listening to someone who's 54. I know it's shocking, isn't it? If you don't right now drop a comment and say, what, you are 54, get out of here. If you don't say that, I'm going to like search your IP address and I'm going to find you and I'm going to hunt you down. And I don't know what I'm going to do, but it's going to be intense. Anyways, so a 54-year-old, like, I know, you know, how much longer do I want to do this? Like, how much more time do I have to make an impact in this world? You start to realize, like, on the continuum of life, like, I'm a little past the middle. Maybe even more than a little more than the middle, you know what I'm saying? So if you recognize that, then it means you have to make a decision about how you're going to invest your time and your money. The other challenge, I think, for people our age is that we grew up in a time when it was believed we were being more frugal if we figured out how to do things ourselves. Like, you learned to sew, you learned to make your own clothes, you learned how to DIY things. Like, you know, our parents would never dream of having somebody come and like cut their lawn or watch their kids. So if you've got that mindset, like, I'm being wasteful if I don't try to figure this out myself, this will never work for you. Because you really do, after a certain age, you just have to embrace the fact that you're going to get there faster. You're going to make more money quicker. You're going to make fewer mistakes. If you just go directly to the expert, go to the person who can help you figure out what it is you need to do. And the very first thing you have to figure out what you need to do is, like, what is the thing you're going to talk about? You do have to have a niche. In order to build your brand, you do have to start by being known for one thing. Even if you are over 26, even if you are over 66, you still have to make your mark by being known for one thing. Once people know your name, then you can broaden your aim. I like to say things that rhyme so you don't forget it. So that's really important, and it's going to be really hard for you to decide what that thing is because you've already lived so much life. And there's really probably like 10 different things that you could make your mark in. There's probably like 5 different things that like you could change the world and they could easily be your niche. So in this regard, I mean, especially because we tend to get more stubborn as we age and more like set in our ways, if you pay someone to tell you what your niche is, like to sit down, take in your whole background, ask you all the questions, figure out what it is you want to do, figure out what it is you've done, figure out the things that you've been through, the things that set you on fire. And if you pay somebody to do that, it is crazy how you're like, well, I paid for this, I better take this advice. Versus listen, and I will put a link to a couple of free resources that you can download. You're welcome to download if you think you might be able to figure it out on your own. You could figure it out on your own. I'm just saying, if you want an expert who's like sees it more clearly than you do, a lot of people do this. There's a lot of coaches who specifically do this, but the coach that I send everybody to, or the group that I send everybody to, is Brand Builders. Like, they've worked with Lewis Howes, Amy Porterfield, a lot of names you don't know. But most of the big names you do know, and New York Times bestsellers and people who are over 40 who've built a brand, they go to Brand Builders. I know they have different packages. So if you're like brand new versus someone who's already kind of established and trying to figure out your brand, I will put a link below this episode. You can book a call with them and at least do kind of like figure out what stage you're at and if in fact they can help you. But if it's not them, I highly recommend, like, listen, let me shoot straight with you. This is the thing that trips so many people up over 45. I know, because I have thousands and thousands and thousands of them in the Marketing Impact Academy and also in our Instagram coaching program. And they, for years, have just kind of been learning and learning and learning and learning and learning all these things, but they're not making their mark because they won't really niche down. They think they're niche down, but it's not enough. And it's scary. And we're, like I said, we're kind of stubborn. So I highly recommend that method. It's just paying somebody to spend time with you personally. If you've already downloaded all the forms or whatever, and you've gone through the questionnaires, or you watched one of my workshops, that's awesome. But if you're still like, I still am not quite sure, you don't have any time to waste. Let's get to it. I think the number one reason why people aren't able to like launch their thing or have a successful side hustle or really even scale their business the way that they need to is because they really struggle to know what is my niche. And people think that niche is their industry. Well, like, I'm in fitness, that's my niche. No. That's an industry. Even if you were to say I'm a personal trainer, well, that's a subcategory of an industry. But your niche is something very specific. It is specifically what you do within that category, within that industry, that is unique and nuanced to you. And people are so afraid to do this because they think if I niche down too much, well, then aren't I going to exclude certain customers? I'm telling you, you need to niche down. And if you know that too, but you've struggled with it, I want to invite you to do a workshop style training that myself and Brock have created that literally walks you through the questions you need to ask yourself. And we give you enough time to answer those questions so you can fully understand, like really drill it down and get really clear about your niche, who it is you serve, how it is you're different, what makes you unique. This is what's going to take your business, your side hustle, whatever it is, to the next level. This workshop is free, and it shouldn't be, because it's one of the most valuable things that you can walk through. It's one of the most valuable things you can identify. You can attend this training for free right now by going to instaclubhub.com/niche, N-I-C-H-E. Again, that's instaclubhub.com/niche. And do yourself a favor when you're watching this, make sure you have a pen and a piece of paper and no distractions, because this is a next level training. Again, instaclubhub.com/niche. The next thing I would do is focus on which platform makes the most sense for you to start on and go all in on one. My personal preference is long form content right now. I think it's going to be really hard for someone who's over 45. It's harder, not really hard, but it's harder to make really short, concise niche-related content that pops off. You might be one of the few. That would be awesome. But there's a tendency and a trend towards even younger consumers. They want to consume longer form content that's not as produced, that's not as jump cut, it's a little slower, and there's a wisdom to it. I think the place to like kind of hone your skills is TikTok. I think the other place to hone your skills is on YouTube. Long form content, it lives on indefinitely. You're going to spend a lot of time and get really frustrated making short form content if you're of a certain age. And like, listen, y'all know that I'm speaking your best interest because I teach an Instagram course. So if I only cared about my best interest, I would tell you, you need to start on Instagram and I can help you do it. No, like, I really do think long form content is a way for you to go. Also, if you create a long form content, like you just open up your camera and start talking, teaching, sharing wisdom on the thing that is your niche, right? Then that content can be downloaded, and depending upon your editing capabilities, it can be cut into short form content that can later work on Instagram, that can later work on YouTube Reels, that can later work in a lot of other formats because everyone now has a video format. But I think the place to hone your skills would be TikTok and or YouTube. I think that you also have to consider, again, are you going to learn how to create and edit content? Because if you already know how to do that, awesome. If not, you then need to outsource this. Like, again, how much time do you really have, not just to make the content, but to figure out how to edit it and post it and all the... Hire someone to help you. And you can do this so inexpensively, or you can do it very expensively. Do your research, find someone who can help you edit the content. And really, I'm telling you, like, probably your grandkid or your teenage son can find someone that they know if they can't do it themselves, and you'll just pay them very little money to create content that pops off that otherwise you would be spending hours and hours and hours, and it's still, no offense, it still wouldn't be quite right. You know what I'm saying? Don't take it personal. It's just the truth. The next thing I would do, again, would be depend upon your personality and your current financial situation. So if you want to pop off, if you want to make your mark and become the brand, we need a place to send people where they can connect with you and you can build community other than the social media platforms. That means you need to have your own email list. It means you need to, and people underestimate, like, email list is still the jam. Like, before there was even social media to build my following, I had an email list. I would email fitness instructors because that's who we were helping with our business, Powder Blue Production. And to this day, those are my most loyal customers. Even though I'm not giving them fitness content anymore, they've grown up with me. They trust me. And the only way I'm able to get in contact with them is because they've been on my email list for like 12, 15 years. So an email list is critical. You need an email list, and you need to build like a website, a landing page. You need to have appropriate, attractive freemiums, which is like an opt-in page. It's a what they call an ethical bribe. It's like something you're going to say to people like, hey, now that you've seen this TikTok video, now that you've seen this Instagram video, this reel, here's how we can connect on a deeper level. Again, based on your personality, is that something you want to figure out how to build all that and build it all the right way and make sure the back end's all connected and your email list is segmented? Like, do you want to spend the next 3 years? I've grew up in this stuff and I still am confused by it. I'm still going to outsource that to somebody else. And you can do so today so inexpensively. I mean, there are companies and programs, we've talked about many of them here on Build Your Tribe, that they have the all-in-one where you're getting an email provider, a CRM, customer relationship management program, and it's also giving you a way to segment your list, and they give you landing pages. And really, as long as you have like landing pages, you really don't even need a website per se. You just need a place to send people. And those are given to you with many of those CRM providers. If that's something in particular you'd like for me to break down, like maybe my top five recommendations for CRMs based again on where you're starting, how much you have to invest, if you have a team, your technical abilities, and maybe the size of the list that you intend to grow in the next year, I would be happy to do that. I don't want to make this to discourage you. I'm making this episode to really just paint a very honest picture for those of you who are like, I want to do this. I know I have something special to offer. I know I can make my mark, but I'm struggling with the minutiae and I don't know where to start. Let's recap. The place you start is with your niche. And if you're of a certain age, my recommendation is hire somebody. Pay someone. Because when we pay attention. We follow through. If you don't follow through on this stuff, or if you follow through and you're not quite sure because you did it yourself and you're like, I hope this is the right niche. I hope this is something that's marketable. I hope this is something that there's a need for it in the market. If that happens, you're not going to go to it with the same kind of confidence that you might otherwise. If some expert tells you this is what you need to do. This is amazing. There's such a need for this in the market. That would give you such incredible confidence. And I believe that is step one. Step two is then, just to recap, is then to figure out which platform are you going to go all in on. And the other ones can be of secondary interest. Step three is deciding if you're going to learn how to not just create your content, but also edit your content in a way that works for each one of these platforms. Because y'all, it ain't easy out here in these streets. Your girl spends most of her day studying the algorithms of each one of these platforms, and it's pretty gnarly. It's pretty gnarly. Now, is there the occasional person who just like pops off by accident? Totally. But that's fewer and far between. And there's lots of people who have like viral for you videos, but there's a difference between going viral, having a lot of followers, and building a sustainable brand. People are looking for you. People want to hear from midlifers. They want to hear from you. They trust you. Who do you want to hear from? Who do you want to give you advice? Like, you know, an infant, a middle schooler, or you know what I'm saying? Or like someone who's been there, been around the block, is going to shoot straight with you, and you can tell that they don't have an ulterior motive. They're like literally wiser. They've been through the ups and downs. You can trust them. And that is why people who are midlifers, if you're over 40, like people are looking for you. They really are. Brands are looking for you. Consumers are looking for you. And guess what? We have more money than the young ones. I mean, they're so cute, aren't they? I mean, trust me, there's some very wealthy 20-somethings. But if we're speaking from a demographic standpoint, our age group has far more median income and disposable income, and we influence each other. So you are primed. You're in the right position to do this. Here's the other thing. Our generation, we want to learn from experts, whereas the younger generation, they know, I've got like 40, 50 years ahead of me or 60 years ahead of me. I can try to figure this out myself. Where people in our age range were like, yeah, no, I want to live my life. I don't want to be stuck on my phone all day. I don't want to be sitting at a computer figuring out how to code a landing page. I want to live, but I still want to make an impact. And so that is why we are perfectly positioned to crush it. We are in demand. You are in demand. We just have to make sure people know about you. Let me know if, again, you'd like for me to do a breakdown of the top five CRMs, email management programs that I think you should look at if you're just getting started or if you're a small or solo entrepreneur. I'd be happy to do that. I'd also like to recommend, if you've made it to this point, I've recently done a few episodes about how do you stand out if you're over 40, and how do you build a personal brand? Like, what does it look like if you were to like remake, maybe you already have an Instagram, if you were like to remake your Instagram account, and how do you know what's working, what's not working? What are the initial steps to building a personal brand? I will link to both of those in our show description. Hey, it is my goal to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun, and then be done. Ladies and gentlemen, we're done.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.